A $43.6 million indoor-outdoor sports complex would make Bloomington Normal an even bigger sports tourism destination and have a multi-generational impact on public health. That's the message delivered last night by a consultant that Bloomington Normal leaders hired to study the project viability. GLT's Ryan Denham was at last night's joint meeting and has this report.
The consultant, Sports Facilities Advisory, or SFA, recommended a massive complex in a location still to be determined. It should have 16 outdoor fields, including 12 with lights and synthetic turf. Evan Ela from Sports Facilities Advisory says it should also have a dome.
It's 130,000 square feet. That's because it's really effective to build at that size. That gives you an oversized field. It can be cross-lined with 5 multi-purpose fields. And then another key difference maker for you, you can run 2 full youth baseball or softball fields at 225 feet in this facility. So we looked for the most dynamic, most flexible, most usable, most useful facility for you.
He says that combination of fields and amenities would be enough to attract both regional youth sports tournaments and serve local needs.
You have to invest in the size and the quality of this facility in order to compete. What's happening right now in sports tourism is that a lot of communities already have and are planning to invest. If you go up to Rockford, if you look anywhere in Chicago, if you look at Indianapolis and all sorts of others, there's major investment into this. You can't expect to put a parking lot in with some grass fields and just stripe them for a tournament and expect to compete in the long term. That's not going to be an option.
Bloomington and Normal split the cost of the consultant's $47,000 study, along with the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. All three met for a joint session Monday night at Heartland Community College. It was their first look at the results of SFA's research. SFA estimates the complex would have a $9.5 million direct annual economic impact by year 5, hosting between 8 and 15 tournaments that draw regional visitors. Elef says that Bloomington Normal already has enough hotels and restaurants to support an influx of out-of-town visitors.
This market can support people coming in. You've got some capacity throughout the year. You've got certainly a lot of properties and a lot of options at a lot of different price points. We see that as a real benefit that a lot of markets that are sort of this size and also that are a little bit isolated from major population bases, a lot of them simply don't have that, and they'd have to wait for hotels to come in and restaurants to come in to support tournaments and events. You've got a pretty good starting point here.
He says the complex would also meet local needs, such as a new home for the Illinois Fire Junior soccer program, which will soon lose its community fields near Central Illinois Regional Airport. And the complex's outdoor side would include a full-size cricket field, a rarity in this area.
And one of the things that we found through our data collection and through our interviews was that you have a pretty significant cricket population here, primarily going up to Chicago on a regular basis. We'd like to bring some of those Chicago people down here with this asset. And so cricket, we think, is unique to you. We don't recommend cricket in many communities, but we do think it's a big opportunity here.
Elected officials asked several questions after the presentation. Here's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
Is there a likelihood that we will cannibalize each other as more and more communities begin to have to be destinations, and how do we control for that?
Here's Bloomington Alderman Karen Schmidt.
Could you talk a little bit about your calculations that would make this accessible to everybody in our community, regardless of their income levels?
Normal Town Council Member Kathleen Lorenz.
At this point, what would be a path for dialogue with the community?
And Alderman Scott Black from Bloomington asked perhaps the biggest question of the night.
Can you walk me through how other communities have funded these types of projects, whether it be hotel motel tax, bonding, TIFs? What have you seen in your experience?
How to pay for it. And that's only if the Normal Town Council or Bloomington City Council or both decide to move ahead with the project. Both just went through difficult budget-cutting episodes up against flat or declining tax revenue streams. Elef says similar communities are increasingly turning to public-private partnerships to build these complexes.
About 80% of our projects have some level of public-private partnership. On the public side, it's expensive to operate publicly. It's expensive to build in some cases, particularly in states like Illinois. On the private side, it's difficult to get a return on investment if you do it alone and you have those objectives of serving the community, because you just simply can't generate enough revenue to cover some of the current expenses for construction.
The next steps would be the Bloomington and Normal Councils deciding whether they want to proceed with exploring the project further, including possible funding mechanisms. I'm Ryan Denham.